This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Wave to Anchor by 100. What is there from our Sweet 16 playlist? We've got 16 awesome, well, says the name, I guess, super sweet songs on the Sin website, sin.org.au. There's a Spotify playlist. You can check that out.
Very, very carefully picked and curated. Absolutely. By our crack team of song experts, I suppose. Yeah, you would call them.
They know what they're doing because they spend like thousands of hours every single...
Just trawling through all the songs. New music. Put it on the CD players, press and play.
Yeah, and what a life to be, honestly.
Man, so I tell you what, Stefan, the other day I was walking down the street, as you do, and I picked, I actually can't even remember where I picked it up. Might have been, I think it was in the Queen Vic Market. It was just sitting on the ground or on a table or something. And it was a shopping list. And it's one of those things.
And you're like,
that,
oh, good, I need some stuff.
Yeah, and I thought, why make the decision myself? Exactly. I'll let somebody else make the decisions for me. But it's one of the, I saw it and I just thought, you know, maybe in 100 years when, you know, the world's gone nuts and we're not here anymore, this is one of those relics that perhaps people in the future will decipher as an artifact of our time and to see what we're up to at this time in our life. So I thought, why not analyze it now? Pick it apart a little bit, because there was a couple of things on here that interested me and made me take notice of it. So, and also, interestingly enough, it's written on the back of a postal vote envelope. So, obviously, been hanging around the house. So, up the top of the list, it says dips. All right, that's fine.
I love dips.
But then goes on to specify all, so all the dips, green dips, red dips, etc. So, whoever this is, they love dips. They love, love, love dips.
You know what? I've seen, have you seen this ad for a certain supermarket, which they basically see, it has someone walk into, I guess it was the soup aisle or the sauce aisle, and there was like 50 different variations, and the guy just overwhelmed and just basically cracked it. And I feel like, hang on a second, so they want all plus green and red. What does that mean? And et cetera.
I don't know.
So how do you get all plus
green
plus red?
They started with all and then they went to green and red. It's almost like an afterthought, but I think maybe they have to get all of them, but maybe they double up on the green and red.
I want tasty dip. I don't know about green and red dip or et cetera dip.
Out there. Yeah. But anyway, it goes on. The next item on the list is breakfast tea. Nice and standard. And then the next one is the one that really made me take notice of it the first time. It says, no dog things.
Yep.
Now, I don't know what kind of reminder this is to the person. I know maybe this person is a compulsive dog paraphernalia buyer. So they go out and they come home and they've got an armful of collars and bones and throwing, you know, those throwing ones that you throw the ball in. Yep. Maybe that's their thing. Like, maybe that's how they get their kicks, just going out and buying dog things. They have to remind themselves, no dog things today. None today.
Maybe they were sending their child in to get it, and maybe that child really, really loves their dog and gets everything you just described.
Could do. But, yeah, very interesting. I've never had to tell myself no on a shopping list. Because
it's supposed to guide you, not restrict you.
If I, it'd be interesting. It'd take a long time to do the shopping list if you wrote down everything you didn't need, and you just left. If you just left gaps for the things that you did need.
They could get all the dog things if they maybe like just, you know, went a bit light on the dips. You know, you know, if you just get rid of, you know, literally all the
if
dips.
You don't have three baskets full of hummus.
It's yeah, just have three baskets full of hummus, and you can get as many dog things as you like.
Oh man, yeah. So it's a. I mean, I enjoyed finding that list. So if anybody wants to reclaim that list, please let me know, and I'll get it back to you, because I hope you did get your sweet potatoes, onions, brown and red variety, garlic, carrots, olive bread, fruit bread, sliced bread. So I hope that you got all those things on your merry way when you were shopping.
And we're glad that you hopefully voted in the plebiscite postal survey.
Yes.
And recycled the paper. That's very nice of you. Now, Tal, I believe we've got a bit of a language warning on this song.
We do. This is a song called Wipe That Shit-Eating Grin Off Your Punchable Face. It's by the Smith Street Band. And it's about a very particular politician who perhaps had a shit-eating grin wiped off his face, which is not something that we condone, but something that happened over the weekend. So here it is. You're on Sin 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan. I'll sink slowly
into some This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.